to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about insulation. I got to chat to a Wicklow business that uses sheep's wool as an alternative to the likes of fiberglass as a way to insulate your home. I got to chat with Aisling Pearce of Sheep Wool Insulation to find out where this all started.
Well, let's say, I think this started about 20 years ago. When we take wool in from farmers, if you're a farmer and you bring in wool into us, you could bring in 10 bags, but you won't get as much money for your 3 bags full of black wool, because black wool can't be easily dyed. So as I said, essentially the company is a wool merchant company. So we buy wool from farmers and then we sell the wool on to places like washing plants, okay? Or to end users or to whoever's making carpets or whatever they're doing with it. But they don't want the black wool. The Chinese are were the typical market that were buying the wool. And they actually didn't. They were buying most of the Irish and British wool, but they didn't want the black wool because it can't be easily dyed. So if the farmer came in, he didn't get as much for his black wool. And when we were selling the wool to the washing plants or to the Chinese, we were only selling the white wool because they didn't want the black wool because it couldn't be easily dyed. So we were left with a load of black wool sitting in the warehouse saying, what can we do with it? Now, my black hair and your blonde hair, or your blonde hair and my black hair, is no different. It does the same thing. So we thought, well, look, the wool will do what it's supposed to do. So why don't we make insulation just from the black wool, because it's worthless as such, or it's cheaper. So that's where the idea came about. And we thought, right, we'll make insulation from the black wool using primarily the black wool. So the insulation you see here today, some of it is grey, some of it is brown, some of it is black. Sometimes we get a nice white colour, but generally it's a browny, blacky sort of a colour because it's made from that particular wool.
So there's two things at play there then. So not only does this help insulate your homes without using gas, electricity, all that, but it's also using a product that would have otherwise gone to waste.
And it is a shame that it's not being used for more things. And that's where the idea for the insulation came about. And it's very safe and easy to handle. You know, it's not like other itchier insulation types, without naming any brands. But, you know, it's a nice product. It's a DIY product, actually, as well.
And it can be used all throughout the house, like not just the attic, the whole house.
Correct. Now, initially, I suppose, when it came about, people were saying, great, I can insulate my attic myself. I don't need to use installers or anything like that. And also, you don't need to dress like Bob the Builder, essentially. You can just, you know, no mask, no gloves, no nothing. But now people are actually coming around to the awareness that, hold on a second, I don't have to just use it in my attic. You can use it in internal walls, you can use it in floors, and most importantly, you can use it in sloping rafters, where it's so effective. Because wool, by its own nature, the key trick about this product is it's breathable. And as it breathes, it absorbs and releases moisture. So when you have, we've actually a really hot day here today, which is unusual for Ireland. But when you have, if I have this insulation in my home today, my home would be cool. And if I had this insulation in my home in the winter, in any walls, ceilings, floors, anything, especially sloping rafters, it would keep it warm in winter because of its ability to absorb and release moisture as it breathes. It keeps the building cool in summer as well as keeping it warm in winter.
And if people are listening and they want to find out more, where would they go?
We have an online website, so it's www.sheepwoolinsulation.com. And they can buy online there, or they can just give us a call and we can talk them through what they actually need to buy.
There was also fantastic news about a partnership bringing sheep wool to a larger audience.
Well, we sell directly online ourselves, the Sheep Wool Insulation, but we've actually got a new listing now with Chadwicks. So it's available in all the Chadwicks stores nationwide. So if you just go onto Chadwicks' website, you can see all the information about the products there as well. And we supply directly from our own warehouse, directly to your door via Chadwicks. No bothers.
And that was Aisling Pearce of Sheep Wool Insulation telling us all about just one of the ways we can insulate our homes more sustainably. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. You can join the conversation online as well using the hashtag ourstoprotect. Irish to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at irstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more info.